Yeah, the urge to become, is it just inherent in us as a species? Is it kind of everywhere and in just in life, as a kind of inherent in life kind of thing?
I think, yeah, inherent in life, it takes different forms in the animal realm. And so in the human world, it's tied up with our own personal stories and more specific ambitions. But in the animal world, that the instinctual drives towards safety, towards food, towards procreation, towards protecting territory, protecting the young, and so on. There's a bhava, that urge to become is very heavily woven into those instinctual forces in the living world. That's extremely prevalent amongst the living beings. In the human realm, it gets more complicated, and the particular things that, you know, I want to become get far more detailed and varied. But I would say it's a driving force for, you know, the vast majority of the living world.
Because it's not just about, if I understand rightly, not just to become something, but you were describing it as being in the mind wanting to be in relationship with something. So
yeah, to exist in relationship to something, like to own something or to be opposed to something, to be connected to something, the phrase, that longing for defined being. Yeah, in terms of neurophysiology, what causes the endorphins, the sense of, yes, I've got something that I like, or I'm facing off against the thing I hate, that also gives an endorphin flush. There's a kind of gratification called asada is the Pali word for that. It's like that yes. And so it can be a pleasant object or a painful object, it can be attraction or aversion, but that's what is a huge driving force in the natural world. And that flush, the endorphin flush, is what gives us a sense of defined being, like, yes, I've got this, or yes, that's the enemy, or yes, this is mine, this is my place, this is good. And that's one of the reasons, it's so powerful, so prevalent, it's one of the reasons why the Buddha thought, again, not to second-guess the Lord Buddha, but my assumption is that this is one of the reasons why I thought there's no point trying to teach. This is the world is addicted to being. It's addicted to becoming. That it relishes becoming. And so if I try and teach to go against that, then no one will understand me. And that's in that same text of his reflections after the Enlightenment. It's so prevalent, it's so ubiquitous, how can I possibly teach going against that stream of becoming?